This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The headline all day today has been the U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments about California's ban on same-sex marriage. There did not appear to be a clear majority of justices in favor or in opposition to gay marriage, but there were many questions about whether the case was properly before the Supremes. Joining me is David Boies. He's the chairman of Boies, Schiller & Flexner. He's also co-lead counsel on this constitutional challenge to Proposition 8, California's same-sex marriage ban, which was before the court today. He did not make the oral arguments. His colleague, Ten Olson, did. David joins me now. Welcome back to WNYC, sir.
Thank you.
So from what I'm reading, the justices are concerned they may have moved too fast to bring this case. The New York Times calling it a case of buyer's remorse.
I think that there were a number of questions from the justices. Some of those questions dealt with whether they might have improvidently granted cert and that it might be better to dismiss the case as improvidently granted and wait until another broader case came along.
Do you think that's what's going to happen?
No, I think it's premature to predict that. These were only some of a series of questions that the justices asked, and I think they're considering a number of ways of resolving it.
Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Yeah.
Is the likely swing vote here, and his opinion may decide the case. He addressed the merits. I understand he voiced sympathy for the children of gay and lesbian couples, but also spoke about the uncertainty about the consequences to society for allowing same-sex marriage. What's your take on what he said today?
And it's always hard to read too much into a question. But I do think that his question about the children reflected the fact that the record is clear that depriving gay and lesbian couples of the right to marry seriously harms the children they're raising. This was a point that was made not only by our witnesses, but it was made through cross-examination of the defendant's witnesses at trial. And I think that one of the questions that Justice Kennedy asked was, shouldn't those children have a voice here? In effect, saying that the court needed to be conscious of the damage that was being done to those children. That fits in to the civil rights aspect of the case. One of the things that the court held in Brown against Board of Education is that a government can't impose a badge of inferiority on some of its citizens by essentially declaring that they are less okay than other citizens. And yet that is exactly what Proposition 8 does with respect to gay and lesbian couples in California and their children.
But Justice Kennedy also spoke of the long history of traditional marriage being between a man and a woman and the brief experiment and experience that we've had just recently of states allowing same-sex marriage. And Justice Sonia Sotomayor also suggesting, shouldn't we let the states continue to sort this out? Again, hinting that the Supremes might be having some concern that they've taken this case on too early. If they dismiss it altogether, what would that mean for gay rights advocates?
Well, it would mean that you would have marriage equality in California. That is, if they dismissed certiorari as improvidently granted, that would leave the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision intact. That is a decision that's limited to California. And so it would be necessary to go forward and address what the situation was in other states. That is, you would have marriage equality in California, but you would not have a judicial decision on that that was applicable to states other than California.
David Boies, along with Ted Olson, argued the case in favor of allowing same-sex marriage before the Supreme Court today. We put in a request to talk with Charles Cooper, who represented the Prop 8 defenders, but we did not receive a response. David Boies, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is WNYC.